in a speech designed to send a message around the world and bolster support at home, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a range of new weapons at a speech in Russia today. These include a new nuclear-powered cruise missile able to penetrate missile shields, a new underwater drone, and new hypersonic vehicles. The reaction overseas has been muted, with both the Pentagon and the White House saying that they are not surprised by Mr. Putin's announcement. Head of the Department of Social Sciences at Curtin University, Dr. Alexei Moraviev, says the announcement was designed to serve a range of purposes.
He wants to demonstrate to the Russian electorate one of the key achievements of his current term that he managed to do over the past 6 years. Putin is strong as a leader and very effective as a manager and decision maker when it comes to foreign policy and being Supreme Commander-in-Chief of the Russian Armed Forces. So it is no surprise then when he addressed to the when he gave his annual address to the Federal Assembly, which is a gathering of Russian Parliament and the Senate, one of his key emphases was on the successful modernization of Russia's military power, especially its strategic deterrent capability. Linked to that is factor number two, which is the announcement of the U.S. Nuclear Force Posture Review, which was announced just under a month ago by the Trump administration. This nuclear force posture review puts Russia and China as one of the key strategic contenders to the United States security and to the United States strategic interests. If you read carefully the review, it effectively acknowledges that Russia is far more advanced in fielding sophisticated nuclear deterrent, and the United States needs to invest heavily into modernizing its own nuclear deterrent. There was also a clause about the United States military needing to field and possibly use in combat tactical nuclear munitions. So by announcing and detailing what the Russians have managed to develop and made operational over the past 6 years, Putin made it very clear that it is pointless to contest with Russia when it comes to strategic nuclear capability, deployment of anti-ballistic missile defense, which Russia considers to be threatening its national security and sovereignty, is also useless because Russian offensive systems can easily penetrate or bypass it, as it was demonstrated through visuals at yesterday's address. And another point was that Russia will consider to be under nuclear attack whether its opponent, notably the United States, will use either strategic or tactical nuclear munitions either against Russia or its allies.
Australian director of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, Jem Rommold, says Putin's announcement is part of a world trend of maintaining and upgrading nuclear weapons.
I think these political leaders are certainly signalling a new nuclear arms race, but in a way this is also just extra rhetoric and political manoeuvring around more of the same. All of the nuclear weapon states are spending billions of dollars on current or planned programs to maintain and upgrade their arsenals. More than $100 billion is invested in nuclear weapons worldwide every year. The Red Cross, which is the largest humanitarian organisation in the world, has said that there's nothing it can do to respond to a nuclear detonation. So we can't allow this to happen.
Ms. Rommold says the Australian government could be doing more to encourage nuclear disarmament.
Our government currently is claiming that we are protected by the nuclear weapons of the US. So we're part of this. And our government, by having this policy, is apparently okay with nuclear warfare being threatened on our behalf. So as the Australian population, we have a really important role to push for these policies to end.
Australian Director of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, Jem Rommold, ending that story.